USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
President Trump answering yes when asked if he'll discuss potential Russian interference in future U.S. elections during his meeting with Vladimir Putin. Congressman Gerald Nadler of the House Judiciary Committee is among Democrats calling for the cancellation of the summit in the wake of new indictments against a dozen Russian intelligence officers for hacking Democratic Party computers.
We now know the Russian military intelligence was hacking the Democratic National Committee, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. It was trying to throw the election to Trump.
Senator John McCain has praised the charges and also says the summit with Putin should not go forward unless President Trump holds Russia accountable for political meddling. Friday morning, the president seemed more concerned with the damage the investigation was doing than what Putin had done.
We're being hurt very badly by the, I would call it the witch hunt. I would call it the rigged witch hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
President Trump and UK Prime Minister Theresa May held a joint news conference outside London Friday. At one point, Trump pushing back against a British Sen report, which said Trump criticized May's handling of Brexit.
She's a total professional, because when I saw her this morning, I said, I want to apologize because I said such good things about you. She said, don't worry, it's only the press.
Trump insists the special relationship between Britain and the United States is the highest level of special. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was Friday's featured speaker at the American Federation of Teachers Convention in Pittsburgh. She believes the Trump administration is using a divide-and-conquer strategy on Americans.
They are trying to rip a heart out of America. They want to turn us into transactional units. I get this and you get that, and it's man-eat-man, woman-eat-woman society. They want to turn us against each other.
The assembly included teachers from the U.S. and 25 other countries. Clinton also called for opposition to the pending U.S. Supreme Court appointment of Brett Kavanaugh. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
A police officer has resigned amid an investigation into his lack of response to a woman who said she was being harassed in a Chicago forest preserve for wearing a shirt with a Puerto Rican flag. Christina Passione-Zayas with Puerto Rican Agenda of Chicago says Cook County needs policy changes and sensitivity training to respond properly to racist incidents like the one at Forest Preserves.
What we witnessed on that video first was an interpersonal relation that clearly demonstrated racism, right? But that's not the bigger issue. The bigger issue is what we watched when the police officer on duty did absolutely nothing.
The woman was at the Forest Reserve to celebrate her 24th birthday and had a permit to be there. A video shows Timothy Tribus confronting her for wearing a T-shirt with a Puerto Rican flag. His attorney blamed a combination of alcohol and pain pills, saying Tribus had 6 teeth removed the previous day. Sarah Palin taking on comedian Sacha Baron Cohen, claiming Cohen pretended to be a disabled veteran to dupe her into an interview for his upcoming series on Showtime.
Whatever this show is, whatever this interview really is all about humiliation and devaluing middle-class Americans whom I represent. So, yeah, I said enough was enough, and I took off my mic and I walked out.
Palin talked exclusively with ABC's Good Morning America, Cohen's show, Who Is America, set to premiere this Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.